The First Writing Machines by Mark Twain. From my unpublished autobiography. Some days ago, a correspondent sent in an old typewritten sheet, faded by age, containing the following letter over the signature of Mark Twain. Hartford, March 10th, 1875. Please do not use my name in any way. Please do not even divulge the fact that I own a machine. I have entirely stopped using the typewriter, for the reason that I could never write a letter with it to anybody without receiving a request by return mail that I would not only describe the machine, but state what progress I had made in the use of it, etc., etc. I don't like to write letters, so I don't want people to know I own this curiosity-breeding little joker. A note was sent to Mr. Clemens, asking him if the letter was genuine and whether he really had a typewriter as long ago as that. Mr. Clemens replied that his best answer is the following chapter from his unpublished autobiography. 1904, Villa Quattro, Florence, January. Dictating autobiography to a typewriter is a new experience for me, but it goes very well and is going to save time and language, the kind of language that soothes vexation. I have dictated to a typewriter before, but not an autobiography. Between that experience and the present one, there lies a mighty gap, more than 30 years. It is sort of lifetime. In that wide interval, much has happened to the type machine as well as to the rest of us. At the beginning of that interval, a type machine was a curiosity. The person who owned one was a curiosity, too. But now, it is the other way about. The person who doesn't own one is a curiosity. I saw a type machine for the first time in what year? I suppose it was 1873, because Nasby was with me at the time, and it was in Boston. We must have been lecturing, or we could not have been in Boston, I take it. I quitted the platform that season. But never mind about that, it is no matter. Nasby and I saw the machine through a window, and I went to look at it. The salesman explained it to us, showed us samples of its work, and said it could do 57 words a minute, a statement which we frankly confessed that we did not believe. So, he put his type girl to work, and we timed her by the watch. She actually did the 57 in 60 seconds. We were partly convinced, but said it probably couldn't have happened again. But it did. We timed the girl over and over again, with the same result always. She won out. She did her work on narrow slips of paper, and we pocketed them as fast as she turned them out, to show as curiosities. The price of the machine was $125. I bought one, and we went away very much excited.